Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga, Nicole Johnson, isang Assistant Strata Manager and Compliance Officer. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Nicole.
Magandang umaga, te.
Yan. Unang-una, tell us about your work. Ano ang ginagawa ng isang Assistant Strata Manager at Compliance Officer?
Okay. So I've worked in strata management city for the last 8 years. And I assist the managers Dun, and I also handle compliance, which involves fire maintenance, swimming pool compliance, registration of lifts. So I have to ensure they are renewed yearly, so to avoid any fines from council.
Yeah. Para sa mga bago or hindi alam yung kung ano ang, what does the strata management do? They deal with lot owners, hindi? Tama, di ba?
Tama.
Oh, what else do they do? Sa mga mga lot owners lang ba? O kasama din dyan yung apartments and buildings?
Tama. Yes, they handle the building management. You know, they facilitate with building management. And so we handle all the parang yung bills and levies ng owners, tas yung maintenance ng building, and then we handle meetings with owners para malaman nila what to expect from our services and what work we are doing for them on a yearly basis, para inform sila regularly.
Yeah, so it means you deal with people as well, because there are lot owners, so building or unit owners, you deal with them.
Tama.
Mm-hmm. So, nung dineclare ang pandemic and lockdowns and restrictions have been implemented, were the strata management through, or in your case with your company, were you affected with the restrictions?
I wouldn't say like majorly impacted kami, where nawala kami ng trabaho or nawala kami ng business, pero we've had to adjust to working from home for the last 8 weeks. And however, as you know, maraming Australians have lost their jobs and many reside in strata buildings, and they're finding it difficult to pay yung bills nila. So so what we've implemented is to waive any interest for the next 6 months, but we can give them some time to pay at their earliest convenience without the added financial stress. So, syempre, we feel and sympathize for those unemployed ngayon, so we are grateful to have work put in at this alarming and confusing time.
Yeah, so it means hindi naman kayo nawala ng trabaho, but you were slightly affected because of those people living sa mga buildings at sa mga units. That's why your company adjusted in terms of waiving nga ano.
Oh, tama. We have always had a few inquiries where, you know, we receive calls from upset owners that, you know, they don't know what to do. Hindi sila makabayad muna sa bills nila. So we've had to implement that change for the financial system part of our job. So syempre, we feel very sad at the moment for those people that have lost jobs.
Oh, so kumbaga, konti lang na part ng income ng strata management ang naapektuhan in that way?
Not, so it's a bit hard to explain where, say, each owner, what levy they pay, only a small percentage goes to strata management. Kasi sometimes people think, yung binayad nila na levy, it goes straight to us, pero it actually goes to the maintenance of the overall building. So I wouldn't say na-affected yung business namin. It's just more that we've had to waive interest lang for those people. So, like, a bit hard to explain, but hindi.
Say, they are paying $100. Say they are paying $100, and the interest is say $10. So you're waiving the $10 interest.
For 6 months, yeah. Parang na-delay lang namin yung interest until, you know, until the government eases the restrictions. So, yeah, parang it's invisible lang yung interest.
So, aside from that, waiving the interest for the levy that the people are paying para sa strata management, you have also mentioned about working from home is one of the changes or counting adjustment that your company implemented.
That's right.
So is it hard, or what were the challenges for you working from home?
Challenging kasi at the start I didn't have the right setup sa bahay to be able to access our work desktop remotely from home. Thus Wi-Fi is slow, so most times nag-connect ako sa phone hotspot ko to my laptop for faster internet, and then eventually I've had to deal with buying a new laptop setup and like getting used to the feeling of working from home na parang ito na yung norm, which is weird at the same time din. Once we do return to work.
Because it's usually that you wake up in the morning, you get ready, and you're off to work, isn't it?
Yeah. At least I feel like to get ready, that routine, and then now sometimes I'll be honest, I'm sleeping ako for like until 9:30.
Yeah.
I will log in to work from home, but sometimes I can do it over time if you don't know what hour of the day it is.
Yeah.
So sometimes I can just do that, but I do cleaning in between work, so busy pain.
So it's hard because you can't. So it's hard because you can't really concentrate on the work that you're doing.
Yes, that's the same thing. Then I multitask ako between cleaning sa bahay, that's cooking. So not exactly concentrating then to my full capacity.
So did you say 7 weeks now working from home?
Eight actually, was last week. Eight
yeah, weeks. So 8 weeks now. Yeah. From the company work environment changes, syempre ginamit ninyo or your company has really utilized yung technology to keep in touch with employees at syempre yung communication ninyo. Para sa mga ginagawa ninyo in terms of how your business goes, ano yung role na ginagampanan ng technology in terms of your business to go on and really continue with its operation?
So since we've worked from home, our company has had to carry out online meetings with owners via Zoom. The new Skype now, which has become very popular now since the COVID outbreak. We've also had office calls diverted via an app called Spoke. So anytime someone calls the reception namin, our receptionist picks up her mobile phone from home, thus it transfer lang niya sa respective colleague namin, and we pick it up lang with our mobile. An extra expense yon for the company, pero we've had to make do until makabalik kami sa office.
So adjustment din ano in terms of syempre we don't usually use our personal mobile phone transact with our clients or sa mga ka-business natin or the people that we deal with in terms of our work. So, medyo challenging on that side?
Not so bad kasi they don't actually get a hold of your mobile number. Only some owners have numbers of our managers, pero sa amin parang confidential, hindi nila makita yung mobile number anyway, but at the same time then picking up your mobile all the time from home
yeah
and that be challenging them.
thanks to technology.
Yeah. Thanks, technology.
Yeah. Nicole, on a personal note, how did you keep connected with friends and family during the lockdown?
So I've kept in contact with friends through platforms such as WhatsApp, and I frequently chat to my mama and yung kapatid ko who are in Pinas through Facebook and Messenger. I sometimes video call with them then. And I've learned it's extremely important to check up on loved ones, not only during isolation, but at any point of your life, because ni mo alam what's to come bukas. So it doesn't cost a thing to check up on your loved ones, because you don't know what they may be feeling then during this time, during the pandemic. So it's always good to check up on them.
Because I know for you, sometimes you go back to the Philippines to visit your sister and your mom, you know. But with the restrictions and the borders being closed, mahirap yan gawin for now.
Yeah, mahirap, yeah. I really wanted to go to Pinas, pero we don't know then until the end of the year when vacation from his office. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Moving forward, ngayon that there have been some slight easing of the restrictions, is your company looking to go back to the office?
Hindi pa kami nag-discuss when we will be exactly returning to the office. The government hasn't given a specific date naman as to when offices can resume full operation. Pero nag-advise lang sila that it's up to employers to discuss with employees kung working at home is a more suitable option for rin na yun. I'm sure then that once we return to office, our manager will enforce more stricter cleaning measures. And kapag sick yung isang employee, dapat hindi sila pumasok sa work kahit they have a minor cold, so the sickness doesn't spread to others, especially since we're reaching winter now very soon.
Yeah. And also social distancing is important.
Yes, of course. A bit hard, so it's a small confined environment. So now we can implement that then if we go back to work anytime soon.
Yeah. Do you feel comfortable going back to the office?
I'm 50-50. I'm on the fence. There have been pros and cons naman with working from home. But, you know, there's also so many different changes you get used to. Your setup and yung facilities available to office that you can't get at home. So, I'm still 50-50, but, you know, I'm sure I'll adjust when we go back.
But for the time being, you're comfortable naman working from home.
I am.
You've adjusted. Ngayon naman na sanasabi nga natin na medyo maluwag, bukas na ang mga pubs, ang restaurants, ang cafes. Do you plan or are you looking to really meet friends outside, go to the pubs, cafe, or restaurants?
Well, slowly. I've been out naman, like yesterday I went around Double Bay because usually on weekends I go straight from Bahay to my boyfriend's place. So literally nasa Bahay ko rin ako. I've just been still, I guess, just conscious of my surroundings and sometimes people then they're not really sometimes they can be a bit ignorante and they can be back to that routine, like, oh, they've been in hibernation for so long, so
they get too excited,
rush to the shops. I wish that we could all learn something from this and we're more vigilant now.
Yeah. You have mentioned that siguro marami din sa mga kababayan natin or anyone that goes out na we went out yesterday as well and we saw at the park lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
Meeting.
Parang normal na.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you feel so anxious that oh yeah. no, what's going to happen if everyone's going out and meeting friends? So, yeah.
Yeah, you worry about, you know, God forbid, a second wave. You just, you never know then. So it's just, it would put my mind at ease if self-aware pa rin yung mga tao and, I don't know, they're just stuck to social distancing pa rin, wash hands regularly, so we don't all have that fear sa mind natin of going out and being with others.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Lastly, Nicole, nasabi mo yung mga ilang pag-iingat na yan. How would you really stick to those hygiene measures, social distancing? Kumbaga, how would you do your part in keeping everyone safe and healthy as well?
I've learned a lot during isolation where naglinis ako more sa bahay kasi I felt I had to take care of not only myself pero my tatay din. He's at the age group na at most risk from COVID. So I think from now on I would still be cleaning at home. I wipe surfaces and vacuum, wash dishes, all of that. And I make sure I wash my hands regularly din. And I enforce that my dad does the same din. Kasi naglinis din siya sa building where we live, building manager siya. So, yeah, so I won't go back to the way I was that day where, you know, I wouldn't be very conscious of cleaning. So, this has changed me dramatically then, but it's also for the better then.
Oh, tama. Sabi nga, it's better to be careful than worry at the end, isn't it?
That's right.
At syempre, sa pagbabalik sa trabaho, medyo maingat pa rin tayo dapat.
Much more. Yeah. But then sa public, with others around you.
Do you wear masks at all?
We have definitely for the last 8 weeks when mag-shopping kami. Thus, I'll be honest, I am one of those mag-wear ng gloves. Pero we do dispose of it as soon as we're out of the shops before we go back to the car. So, yeah, that's how I'm very, what's the word, but being safe. I was being safe during that time, yeah.
Yeah, because for you especially, because you have your dad, nasa age group nga na medyo vulnerable, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's where it played with my mind, where I had to be super careful. Pero in other ways, then he's the more stubborn one for his age. Mga tanda, they always lakwatsa daily, I can tell you.
Yeah.
So, no matter what I did, you know, I just kept trying and I kept reminding him, bring your sanitizer, idala mo yung mask mo, kasi ko get full shot. So, I don't know. We'll see na lang what happens. And I just hope all my loved ones are still remaining vigilant and practicing safety measures at all times.
Thank you so much, Nicole, for sharing your part of the story of experiencing this pandemic and sharing as well your safety measures at pag-iingat din sa daddy mo.
Maraming salamat, eh. Thanks for inviting me.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.